League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Oh, what's good, my man?
Broadcasting live from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. That's right. We are live at the Kima Boardwalk. We're hanging out in the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. Each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer. You come by the promo table and register. You have a chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. By the way, 2:30, we'll be giving away some more stuff here, but stay tuned to find out what that'll be. Got to say, never been to the Kima Boardwalk before. I clearly have been missing out. This is a very cool spot. Very cool spot. I like island vibes. And listen, it's tough to match Florida, where I lived for a while on the Gulf Coast. But this is pretty sick. Not going to lie. We're getting some people texting in war stories from riding on the bullet after AJ told a story about how the bullet caught fire. People were asking me if I'm going to ride it. I'm definitely not going to ride it now. We're getting more texts in about the bullet. The most recent one that I saw essentially said, where did it go? It was in front of me just a moment ago. Friend rode the bullet years ago. It broke down and stopped when he was on it. That cemented me never going on it. That's from Eric the driver. Meanwhile, another texter said that... Oh, wait, hang on a second. This is from Twitch. B.S. Flea said, the last time I rode that bullet at Kima 10 years ago, I was hammered, holding my phone up to try and capture POV footage. I got yelled at by the ride operator for being dangerous. Listen, that is a little dangerous. I'm going to share something with you, and this is not a tradition I took part in. I think Sean has heard this story before, but my high school football team, a bunch of little preppy douchebags, we used to go to Disney World every single year for our first game of the season. The first year, we played some team from Pennsylvania in the wide world of sports. Got to say, even though they beat us, I was very unimpressed by their athleticism. If you're 5'4", 110 pounds like I was, I should not be beating somebody on a vertical route by 6 yards. Sadly, the ball was underthrown by my best friend. Whatever. We think about these plays for far too long and far too often. Whatever, whatever. We would play there every single year, and the day afterwards, we would go to Disney World, and we would go to the Magic Kingdom, and we would always go on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, this was a tradition. I do not know who started it, but this was something I saw every single year. For whatever reason, some of my teammates would go and steal from the Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop. This happened every single year. I never took part in it because I was a little goody-two-shoes. And eventually, 2 years later, they caught the senior class doing that. They all got suspended for like the entirety of the season, and this is when our football program essentially got the death penalty and went from being a team that actually played 11-on-11 to slowly, I think we're a 7-on-7 team now, but that year kind of killed all of it. We used to be like a decent program. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm telling you about dangerous things on roller coasters. Some of these people who stole toys from the Pirates of the Caribbean store in the midst of Space Mountain would throw these things while riding on Space Mountain. For those who don't know, Space Mountain is like in this very closed location, and the whole part about Space Mountain that's crazy is it's just lights that make it seem like you're on this huge roller coaster. But no, it's not a very big building. And they're throwing like little plastic swords out while like flying around. Psychopaths. Anyway, bringing it back to the bullet here on the Kima Boardwalk. You should not be holding anything that could potentially fly out of your hands on a roller coaster. Not just because you might drop it, but also because it might fly back and hit someone in the face. And then they're going to be liable. And, you know, carnies don't do liability, in case you didn't know that. Anyway, you're welcome for that cool story, Bo. Here's an actual cool story. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Nice text in the 832 about people who might ride the bullet. Can't read that one on the air. Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars, they put some bullets in people in the NCAA tournament this past spring. Am I right? You know? Took it out all those teams, and they almost took out Florida to win the national title. So Kelvin Sampson got an extension from the Cougs. Now, the funny thing about him getting the extension is that I was under the impression that Kelvin Sampson had a lifetime contract, but he gets an extension from the Cougs. The details of said extension are this. 4 years worth at least $23.5 million, $6 million plus the final 2 years of the deal. Maybe he turns things over to his son at the end of this four-year contract. Maybe he keeps going. He's been such an awesome coach here. No matter what his son does after him, it won't be that. I get it. I have no problem with nepotism, by the way, in this situation right here. If he's been around the program coaching for a while, let's see what happens if he's coaching waiting. But this is what I want to talk about. If Sampson is getting that extension, and if you're already hearing teams acting as if they could hire Ime Udoka away from the Rockets, specifically the Knicks, which might be something that was put out by Ime Udoka's people, as pointed out by Sean earlier in the week. The Rockets, if Tillman Fertitta is probably a big part of this extension for Kelvin Sampson, given that Fertitta is such a big part of the Cougs. Ime Udoka's got to think, I need an extension right now, too. And he should get an extension. You see a deal like that happens. He's not a co-worker, Kelvin Sampson, of Ime Udoka, but he's close to one. And if I'm Ime Udoka, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, hey, man, I need a raise. You are ahead of schedule with me running the show than you were supposed to be. And while I'm sure there was a part of Rockets brass that expected the possibility of a successful first two seasons, no one thought this team would be the two seed in the West to a team that's in the NBA Finals. No one thought that. And yeah, they lost in the first round of the playoffs to, you know, the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and all that jazz. But no one thought they were going to go this far. So if you're Ime Udoka, you're pointing at that contract and you're saying, I need an extension too. And I think he deserves it. And if he's got to use the possibility of the Knicks flirting with him as leverage to make it happen, go ahead and do it. I don't really know what the Knicks would have to give up to get someone like Ime Udoka, or if the Rockets would even entertain it. They shouldn't. There are very few coaches that are as tough as Ime Udoka that also can send said message without it, at least to this moment in time, getting old. Tom Thibodeau is a brilliant basketball mind by all accounts, but it always feels like his message eventually gets lost. You don't really get that. Udoka hasn't coached that long. He had the 1 year with Boston, and he had the 2 years with the Rockets to this point. So we'll see if he has a Thibodeau kind of shelf life. But for now, you want this guy around, especially with all of these young players here. They all seem to respect him. They all seem to like him. And what's the harm in throwing him a few extra bucks? You know, do you want to come across as the Rockets used to when with Mike D'Antoni, was it Jeff Bizdelic who was the assistant coach? They had an assistant coach, and they didn't want to pay him. And you could tell that it ticked off Mike D'Antoni. And D'Antoni did, I think, a really good job with the Rockets for all of his faults, maybe in some other locations. Do you want to come off as a cheap organization again? He's coached well. I think he merits a little extra cheddar. Anyway, It's the Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, live on the Kima Boardwalk inside the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. Come out here. You can register to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. Just got to stop by the promo table. We'll be at a lot of other places over the course of the summer as part of the ESPN Houston Summer Circuit. Coming up next, what is it that you can do to pass the time this weekend? We're going to give you your weekend homework next. Stay put.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN975. It's part of the summer circuit. We're hanging out on the row of shops in the arcade in the back room, the Galaxy Adventure Party Room, here on the Kima Boardwalk. Took me a little time to figure out where it is, but it's a very cool spot. We got a great view of the water from here. We're in the air conditioning, which you might want to be as well. It's a bit of a scorcher. Remember that old Sears commercial? It's going to be hot today. Another scorcher. Oh, God, a commercial I think played every single commercial break. If you are a 90s child, you've definitely seen it a bunch. Anyway, Astros, they did take 2 of 3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll talk about what's on deck for them against the Cleveland Guardians in just a moment. And anything else you might need to do this weekend to pass the time. It's time for your weekend homework.
So what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
Because Paul Gallant has weekend homework for you.
No days off.
That's right. Some movies and theaters opening today. I'm excited about this one if you don't want to watch the Astros. It's a John Wick spinoff movie called The Ballerina. It stars Ana de Armas, a strong, powerful, independent woman. Of all the strong, powerful, and independent women, she might be the strongest, most powerful, and most independent outside of the person I'm dating right now. That is it. That is the only difference. Okay? So, something to keep in mind. Also, Keanu Reeves is going to be in it as John Wick.
Paul, I saw John Wick 4. What the heck, man? That doesn't really lend itself to the plot.
Nope, it does. It does. You gotta watch it. I think he's gonna be prominently featured in the movie. I am very excited about the release of this movie. What else is going on? You got Astros and Guardians. Yeah. Colt Gordon on the hill against Logan Allen tonight, and none of that Apple TV bullcrap. No Apple TV this month. Found that out from Greg Rajan of the Houston Chronicle. My bad, it's Rajan. Screwed that up. I got excited. I'm back in the Duolingo game. Jays are silent now. Also, things you could do today. I saw this on the Reddit for things to do in Houston. 5 to 8 p.m. today. Kanpai! What's that? It's a sake testing tour. I love sake.
Sake! Sake!
Maybe the best scene in the movie The Last Samurai is when Tom Cruise is just in alcohol withdrawals, just screaming sake, lying on the floor of the home of a person who he killed, who he ends up marrying. later on. Doesn't really add up. The movie's still great. Don't question the plot. Just watch it. Styx. They're playing at the Cynthia Woods Pavilion tonight. Don Felder of the Eagles is going to be there. I don't know which one Don Felder was. He's not Joe Walsh, and he's not Don Henley. But that's a guy. Don Felder. I do like Styx. Styx is Renegade, right? Yes? Thank you for nodding along, Joel. I do not know all these things off the top of my head. I'm musically challenged. Also all weekend, John Williams and Steven Spielberg at the Symphony. Well, not actually John Williams and Steven Spielberg. A tribute to John Williams and Steven Spielberg. So you're going to get Jaws music, Indiana Jones music? Let's go. What else is happening? Saturday, our guys at St. Arnold's. They're having their 31st anniversary party. 80s, 90s, and 2000s music all day. And then you got another Astros-Guardians game. Hunter Brown on the hill against Gavin Williams. And if you're into comedy, you can head back up to the Woodlands again. 7 o'clock, Jerry Seinfeld at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Is that going to be outdoor comedy? That's interesting. On Sunday, what's going on? It might be Lance McCullers on the hill for the Houston Astros against Tanner Bibby. It also might not be Lance McCullers. First pitch for that game is at 12:40. That one's not on Roku TV, at least to my knowledge. So a weekend where the Astros are actually playing all their games on traditional TV, Space City Home Network. You've also got NBA Finals, game number 2, Pacers at Oklahoma City. I'm not going to lie, as far as the TV show side of things, I have no idea what is currently playing these days. None whatsoever. I have no idea what's going on, truly. What's happening? What is going on? I don't know if there are new shows out. I did see a trailer for the Alien TV show that's going to be coming to Hulu. That looks sick! Oh, yeah, dude. I love the Alien franchise. Alien Romulus was good, in my opinion. And if you don't like it, you're wrong. Wrong, I said. It was good. Really good. That alien at the end is something else. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but it'll probably give you nightmares. Also, I've been watching a couple of TV shows. I finally have started watching Severance. I'm a couple episodes in. It's on Apple TV Plus. I'm starting to get what it's all about. I cruised through Andor. Andor was solid. Season 2. I enjoyed it. It was a nice little wrap-up. And then I started watching a Star Wars rewatch. Man, A New Hope's so good. Empire Strikes Back is so good. Episode 1 and 2 stink, especially Episode 2. Natalie Portman being a strong, independent, powerful woman does not make up for the terrible dialogue. Like, Anakin Skywalker successfully pulled making out with Queen Amidala / Padme by, while looking out on the water, saying, out of nowhere, "I hate sand. It's coarse. It's rough. It gets everywhere. Everything here is soft and smooth." And he starts, like, stroking her arm. And then he just pulls a fast one. And they make out for a little bit. And she's like, "No, I can't do it. I can't. I'm giving you mixed messages. But let's go out in a field and roll around in the field and play. And it's just horseplay. We're not on the verge of making out. I'm not giving you blue you-know-what. Blue force. I'm not giving you that." And I mean, she couldn't make up for the rest of the movie. The movie's just rough. It's a rough movie. But big fan of Natalie Portman. So that is something I've been watching. And there's also Severance, which I mentioned, and You, which is a guilty pleasure on Netflix. So there you go, guys. That is your weekend homework. It's a rather light weekend. From the 713, have you seen the trailer to the new Frankenstein movie? If so, what do you think? I guess I'm going to have to look at it at some point. From the 832, "F you, Paul, spoiling that the Alien movie has an alien in it? Now I can't even watch it." I will say, it's a lot. As far as the Astros and Guardians, if you've taken a look at both of these teams on paper, the Astros and Guardians do look rather similar, at least if you take a look at the numbers. The Astros are 34-28. The Guardians are 33-28. But these teams are very, very different. Houston 7-3 in their last 10. They have a +21 run differential. The Guardians are 4-6 their last 10. Negative 17. Negative 17? How are they 33-28, especially playing in the American League Central? You compare the bats, the Astros, not as bad as maybe we think in some departments. 10th in batting average, 14th in OPS, tied for 21st in runs, tied for 17th in homers. But the Guardians, something that I noticed, they rank close to 24th in every single major statistical category. Batting average, 24th. OPS, 24th. Runs, 23rd. Homers, tied for 17th. And while they do have a couple of good hitters, Jose Ramirez is probably having a better season than Jeremy Pena. He's hitting .330 with 11 homers. Stephen Kwan also hitting pretty well, .306. Like it's a pretty weak lineup. So you would think this shouldn't be the roughest outing for Colton Gordon. And if Lance McCullers can't go and the Astros decide they bring up, I don't know, A.J. Bluebaugh or somebody else from the minors to pitch on Sunday, I'm not expecting the Astros to give up, you know, a 13-burger or something like that. As far as pitching goes, the Astros pitching, it is better, significantly better than that of the Guardians. 10th in ERA, but 3rd in walks, hits per innings pitched. 1st in strikeouts total. 1st. That surprised me. Guardians, meanwhile, they're 19th in ERA, 24th in walks, hits per innings pitched, 14th in strikeouts. They have no starters in the top 50 for ERA and only one in the top 50 for walks, hits per innings pitched. A guy named Tanner Bibby. 2 in the top 50 for Ks through 9, Luis Ortiz and Bibby. So as far as fielding goes, too, the Guardians suck at that. 27th in percentage, fielding percentage, 24th in efficiency. I demand my sweep. It's time for a sweep. The Astros are better than these bums. We're Guardians. We're Guards. Changing their name. Lame. Anyway, there you go. It's the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN975 on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. What else have we got on this show? Well, back to the Houston Rockets. Should the Houston Rockets be big game hunting? And why are Rockets fans seemingly against this probably very easy move? We'll talk about that next. Stay put.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
It is the Paul Gallant Show live from Kima Boardwalk. We might be having some issues in a moment. What the hell is happening? Anyway, we're in the back at the Kima Boardwalk in the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. The first 10 people who stop by, you will get a $5 gift card for arcade games. And if you do stop by, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer as part of the Summer Circuit. Each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. So we're going to be hanging out here all afternoon. If you want to call in on an Ask on Anything Friday, you can. 713-780-3776. That is how you call. That is also how you text. Okay. So, listen. The Houston Rockets are in the midst of the offseason. And as one does when you're in the midst of the offseason, you start shopping. You start taking a look at things you can do to upgrade your squad. So with that in mind, it's time for another episode of Rockets Big Game Hunter.
Should the Houston Rockets be big game hunters?
One of the biggest mistakes I ever made was with this big crocodile right here. I had him over there, and he started up the young blokes and tried with the young female, so I had to catch him out.
It's win now mode, baby. We're looking for a star.
That's right. The Houston Rockets are looking to go further than they went this past season. And what does that mean? Who do you need to go a little bit further? Do you go and get a Kevin Durant? It seems like a lot of Rockets fans don't want Kevin Durant, which is honestly surprising. I didn't think that there would be as many people saying about Kevin Durant, hey, nah, hard pass. Because you don't even know what the price is for Durant at this moment in time. If the price is just that 10th pick, check that, the 11th pick. Like, really? You're walking away from that? I don't think so. Hail to the no. No, 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 no. So, there's some interesting reports right now on what's going on with the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant. Arizona radio station, they disputed the reports that the Suns are talking about Kevin Durant to any teams in the league. That seems weird. Doesn't really seem like the Phoenix Suns' future lines up with Kevin Durant at all. I suppose at this point, they're kind of screwed because of their lack of draft picks, and maybe they think to themselves, well, we just got to keep going with this. And what, is Durant going to not play? Is Durant the kind of person that actually wouldn't play? I think Durant likes basketball too much to not play altogether, even if he might be unhappy there. So an Arizona radio station, who I'm assuming is somewhat sourced, is disputing the report that the Suns are talking about Durant with any team out there. And most teams are looking at Kevin Durant as a one-year rental. That makes sense. I wonder if Durant is thinking that, though. Because any of these teams that he goes to, you would think that he wants an extension. So the Durant sweepstakes are going to be really interesting. But from the sound of things, Rockets fans don't seem to want Durant. And I don't know. I feel like he can be had for cheap as this person, this Arizona radio station, was disputing the idea that the Suns' asking price has been lowering and lowering and lowering. Between Kelly Eco and this Arizona radio guy, I truly do not know who is more connected. Obviously, this Arizona guy might be just the mouthpiece for the Suns, who we all know are a pretty poorly run organization. I'm sure that Kelly Eco has heard from some people that the asking price is going down. Are those people saying the asking price is going down because they want people to believe that the asking price is going down? It is kind of funny the way that this information trading goes. Like, there's no denying that Kelly probably got that from somebody, but what's the incentive of that person? I guess if I had to pick who's probably more on top of it, I'm definitely going to pick the person I know and Kelly over this random Arizona radio guy. More, I saw a report, and I don't know if this person is real. I truly don't know. Because these days you don't know what's artificial intelligence and what isn't. Someone gave me crap the other day because they saw that I started following one of those artificial intelligence thoughts. I thought it was real. Don't judge me. The algorithm got me on that one. But this person, at Chris Davis Report, and I looked this up. I'm assuming that this person is full of it. But he's of the idea that the Bucks are already moving on to trading Giannis Antetokounmpo. And here's what's funny. There's another report out there where there's skepticism across the NBA, per Jake L. Fisher, that Giannis will be dealt anywhere this offseason. I don't know what to believe. I do think that when it comes to Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Rockets are going to have to give up a lot to get him. I don't know if they're going to be willing to give up everything it would take to get him. So it's still really Durant and Giannis watch, I think, as far as things go. I guess the only thing that we saw from the Phoenix Suns of any substance is that it looks like the Suns are going to try to trade Durant, if they do trade him, per the people that think he will be traded, before the NBA draft. So there you go. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 is how you call. It's how you text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 713, I think you're kidding yourself if you don't think some other year, some other team won't give a little more than the 11th pick. You would think that they would, but doesn't Durant have to want to go there? And I think the Rockets probably look at themselves and say, yeah, because I would imagine if you're going to trade more than just the 11th pick, you're thinking about Durant in more than just one-year terms. If you're trading the 11th pick, you're thinking in last year of his contract terms. And I think when it comes to the multi-year terms, how much are you willing to give up for a guy like that where if he doesn't like it, he could pull what a Kyle Tucker is going to do this offseason? You know, Kyle Tucker got traded to the Cubs. Does anyone think he's going to be with the Cubs next season? No. Even ask Joe George, our resident Cubs fan. I don't think Joe's going to say, yes, let's go. No, I don't see that happening at all. So there you go. That's big game hunting. And Kevin O'Connor thinks the Rockets should go after Devin Booker. I don't think the Suns want to give up Devin Booker, and I don't think the Rockets want him. So sure, Kevin. Anyway, on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, you can jump in at 713-780-3776. It's how you call. It's how you text. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN 975. Someone texted me, Paul, what are your weekend plans? What are you doing this weekend? Well, so last weekend, the new significant other and I, we hung out. There's a friend's birthday party. So she got to meet my core group of friends. And I think tonight I'm going to meet her core group of friends. And I got to say, the invitation to this birthday is outrageous. I also feel like there is a chance that I'm going to be hit on by some of these friends in a like friendly kind of way, if that makes sense. If I know the kind of person that approaches me at a bar, I am really curious as to how this is going to go. But I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fun. The invitation, I can't even read it on the air. It's very graphic. But here's part of the invitation. Think sexy. Think scandalous. Think, did that just happen kind of night. Anyway. And no, she's not telling me what to wear, Virginia Bun Wade. Because she, very stylish lady that she is, appreciates my style, which is that of a Metro dandy boy. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Paul, are you dating a blue-haired lady? How did you guess? Of course I am. This person thinks I'm a raging liberal. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe F yourself. You know, to quote The Departed, leaving them in the dark, keep them guessing. It is weird on the Paul Gallant Show right now, but it's not weird here. We're hanging out on the Kima Boardwalk, having ourselves a wonderful, wonderful time as part of the summer circuit. We're hanging out in the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. You come in here, and you can register to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from the Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value, and on top of that, since it's 10:30, the first 10 people to stop in here at the promo table, you're going to get a $5 gift card for arcade games here. So there's a big arcade right to our side. It's a really cool-looking arcade. You're going to come out and have a fun time with the Kima Boardwalk. Why not start here? Killer Bees are going to be here till 6. It's the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Stick around.
You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting from Kima Boardwalk as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Better squeeze those questions in. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. So, let's see what we got here. Paul, hear me out. Can we get Durant for the draft pick, and then we trade Shingun and Jalen Green for Cade Cunningham and Ausar Thompson so that we could have some twins and twins? Thompson, super athletic guys, knocking balls away like flies, basketball team that can't win in the first round, and twins. Could be that. Anyway, that would be fun, but I don't see why the Pistons would do that. And I don't see why the Rockets would do that either. The Rockets should not want to give up Alperen Şengün. They shouldn't. You know, like, that's like just a straight swap. That's the kind of swap that used to happen in baseball trades back in the 70s and 60s, when at the winter meetings, dudes were just getting drunk with one another, and after they got drunk with one another, then they just write down wacky trade ideas on a cocktail napkin, and then they'd actually like do it. You know, we got some people on the Twitch commentary talking about, like, this bar that you can go to in Houston, apparently, where there's swinging that goes on. You pervs. You dirty, dirty pervs. But that's essentially what baseball trading used to be in the 70s. It used to be just dudes getting drunk and saying, like, all right, let's do a wife swap. You know, like, that, like, seriously. You can find a guy, I can hear a guy, we can have a good time, man. Pass to Johnny Walker. Like, stuff like that. On the text line, someone's asking about the significant other. Is she a furry, and does she growl at you? Yes, blue hair, furry, and she growls at me. 100%. All of those things are true. Also, I haven't even said if it's a her or a man. I haven't even said that yet. Text on the 713. What do you go for, corn tortillas or flour? I actually don't have a preference. Flour is definitely better, but corn actually complements certain tacos very well. I would say corn with brisket is really good. And I generally, whenever I get a taco, I'm looking for a brisket taco these days. So I like corn a lot. Flour makes me feel like I'm being a fatty bumbatty whenever I have it. So generally I get corn. So how about that? Anyway. We're hanging out on the Kima Boardwalk in the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. We're going to be here till 6. You can register to win one of the two brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. Register at the promo table. You'll also get, the first 10 people at least, a $5 gift card for the arcade games here. It's a very cool arcade. Time for a little garbage time before we leave.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Yes, this indeed is garbage. You see this? You hear about this? I still can't believe that I found out yesterday that Hakeem Olajuwon's son got arrested for a road rage incident, and that the person that was the victim of said road rage incident got $500,000. 2 weeks ago, Kiana Aklagi won her civil court case against Abdullah Olajuwon, the son of Rockets great Hakeem Olajuwon. April 2022, while driving on the Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land, she said she was almost hit by a vehicle, which sent her into a frenzy. I didn't react the best. I got angry. I honked at him, and I flipped him off. I gotta say, that should be allowed. That should be allowed, and you should be able to move on. But here, people don't do that. I was raised in the Northeast. F you does not mean I need to kill you and your family. maybe it's different down here. I don't know. But, like, I throw cussy-wussies around from time to time. I love how she's saying, I didn't react the best. And apparently, while waiting at the light on the Sweetwater exit, Hakeem's son got out of his vehicle and choked her. Which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, $500,000. At some ABC13.com if you want to take a look at that. I can't believe that happened. And that I hadn't heard about it until just yesterday. Interesting headline in the Houston Chronicle. You'll never get believe this, but it turns out that Houston residents do not trust disaster preparedness of state officials. Who would have thought? You don't trust the city to be prepared for a storm after literally 2 days ago downtown was underwater? Yeah, I agree. I don't think they needed to write an article about it, but it is nice to have people just remind the state officials, hey, can we stop focusing on hemp and THC and maybe on, you know, the next hurricane that's going to come? Jose Altuve is the new brand ambassador for Daikin air conditioning. There's a picture of him standing next to an air conditioning machine. I'll be honest, I don't know what they were called. But this machine is exactly 0.4 Jose Altuve. It's big. Big machine. So there you go. Jose Altuve, brand ambassador for Daikin. Hear about this? Belgian TikTokers say they spent 27 hours in a toilet to sneak watch the Champions League final game for free between PSG and Inter Milan at Munich Stadium. So basically, they dressed up, they put on some of those construction light vests, they went into a bathroom, they sat in a stall for 25 hours. They just sat in the stall. What a psycho. And listen, this isn't like a nice bathroom. There's graffiti all over the walls. I mean, they sat on the floor, on the toilet. I don't know if these toilet seats had lids. I doubt that they did. So, what, you're gonna sit on a toilet seat for 20 hours? Your legs would go numb. Like, mine go numb after like 15 minutes, for goodness sake. But these two Belgians got to see a Champions League final game for free. I respect their effort, and I believe that no charges should be pressed because the Germans effed around and found out multiple times, and Belgium deserves to take advantage of them as much as possible given that they invaded Belgium multiple times. The first time probably worse than the second time, if you can believe that. Shout out to all the D-Day homies who are still kicking. Hear about this? I know there's a big old beef going on online between the president and the Tesla guy, but get this, maybe they can be brought together because Antoine Massey, the last NOLA prison escapee, is asking for help from President Trump, from Meek Mill, from Lil Wayne, from Kim Kardashian, and something called NBA Youngboy. We gotta stop with the new rappers with the boy young. What are we doing? Can you get more original? Now we're just like using a sports league and then young boy, baby boy, boy, baby. Like, Jesus. I'm sick of this.
His NBA means never broke again, I believe.
What does it mean?
Never broke again.
Guess what it means to me? It means that he needs to get a job. Get off TikTok. Kylie Jenner, woman of the people. Did you see this? Hear about this? Kylie Jenner, a woman of the people. Yeah, she's very rich. She's dating a movie actor. But one day we see her packing Knicks lingerie for Timothy Chalamet for the game against the Pacers. And now she's going on TikTok to explain to her followers how to get some bolt-ons that look like hers. That's a woman of the people. I respect her for that. Just like I tell you, listen, if you need a little help, you know, downstairs, rise up, with Rise, R-I-I-Z-E, health.com. Promo code 975 for the Rise Reds Max Strips. So there you go. It's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. It's been fun, everybody. I love the Kima Boardwalk. I'm going to go get lost now. Perhaps find a margarita or two and sit out in the sun and burn away to get a base tan. Because it's the summer, everybody. Got to get that base tan for the bod. Big thanks to AJ hanging out here. Big thanks to everybody else as part of the ESPN Houston team. The Kima Boardwalk, too. It's been a whole lot of fun. And for Sean Maves back in Mission Control. Also, everyone else who listened, our texters, our Twitchers, our callers, and our YouTubers. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are next. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.